Hi there. The word for today is on avoiding the doldrums in marriage. In Genesis 26 verse 8, the Bible says, "Behold, Isaac was sporting with his wife Rebekah." Back in the days when wooden ships depended on the wind to drive them, sailors had a lot to be concerned about: pirates, storms, and diseases. But often their greatest fear was something called the doldrums. It was an area near the equator characterized by calm and very light shifting winds, and it could mean the death of the entire crew. The ship's food and water supply could be depleted as they drifted for days or even weeks, hoping, waiting, praying for a breeze to put them back on course. We talk about something, quote, taking the wind out of her sails. And what we mean is we've lost our momentum and we need something to get us back on course again. Well, your marriage doesn't lose its momentum overnight, but rather over months and years of insensitivity and the neglect of each other. But it doesn't have to be that way for you. Author Doug Fields, in his book Creative Romance, writes, and I quote, "Romancing your spouse can change those patterns, and it can be a lot of fun. There's no quick fix to a stagnant marriage, of course, but you can lay aside the excuses and begin to date your sweetheart once again. Simple, but profound, and it works." God brought this charge against the church at Ephesus, Revelation 2 verse 4, "You have left your first love." And then he told them how to remedy it. Repent, which means do a turnaround, and do the works you did at first. Fearing King Abimelech would kill him and take his wife Rebekah to be his wife, Isaac lied and said that Rebekah was actually his sister. So, what gave him away? Well, King Abimelech happened to look out his palace window, and the Bible says, "Behold, Isaac was sporting with his wife Rebekah." Romance saved his life and his marriage. And you know what? It can do the same for yours too. And that's the word for you today.